Hey there, and let's start the next lesson in Freelance Writing from A to Z. We're going to talk about types of writing. So these are the different kinds of writing you can do as a freelance writer. It's not just limited to blogging, even though that's our focus here in this course. So I wanted to do just a quick rundown of some of what your other options are. The main thing that comes to mind is copywriting, which is it's a big catch-all term for really, it can mean anytime you're writing copy. And copy is another word for something that you write. So copywriting, it's usually used for marketing materials of various sorts. So if you're writing web copy, that's a type of copywriting. If you are writing a sales page or even a direct mail letter or these things called white papers, which are kind of like a special report, or case studies, or which are sometimes also called customer success stories, that kind of thing, that is all copywriting. And copywriting can actually be very lucrative because many, many times, especially if you're doing traditional copywriting, it is directly linked to selling something. And so there's a lot of money attached to it, as opposed to a blog post, which is more about consumption. And there's not always a thing that is being sold in your blog post. It's more about building a specific reputation or building rapport with an audience, but there's not necessarily a buy here now at the end of every blog post. So copywriting is fairly lucrative, especially if you can do it well. And if you are interested in training for copywriting, there are lots of different places that you could go, but I would probably recommend that you start with AWAI. And I forget their website off the top of my head, but they have a lot of great articles on copywriting and a ton of email, like really helpful emails, but you got to watch out because you'll start getting like multiple emails a day from them with all the stuff they have going on. But it's a really legit way to get started. You can also find copywriting courses that some online business people have put together. And I am sure that they're good, but I like to learn from the old timers, I guess, because I think they have a lot of good insight and experience behind them. So I like to recommend AWAI if you want to get started with copywriting. I think their intro copywriting course is like maybe $500 or something. But if you get on their list and you know it's something you want to do in the future, you can wait for a sale. They run promotions fairly regularly. And so their promotions will sometimes include their basic copywriting course. I am actually waiting for this course for the next promotion because I'd like to get some. I've had some kind of on the fly training and I've done a lot of reading and I've read books and stuff, but I haven't had an actual copywriting course. If you want to get really, really serious about copywriting and you know it's for you and you know what your niche is and you want to really hammer hard into this kind of experience level that you have, you might want to check out Ray Edwards, who is a very well-known copywriter. I've read one of his books and I thought it was really great and it helped me with a lot of my confidence in just executing things like sales pages and stuff. And he has a course called Copywriting Academy that opens once or twice a year, I think. It's pretty pricey. It's about $2,000, but I used to work for one of his affiliates, and so I had a peek at it. I could log in kind of to the back end and see what all's in there, and it looks like it's a really fantastic training that's going to be awesome for you, whatever level you're in. And then the other guy who I really, really like to recommend for copywriting, his name is Ed Gandia. And he writes his website has changed a few times, but I think he now hangs out at b2blauncher.com and he specializes in teaching you how to write B2B copy. And he has a few different programs, some for beginners, some for like intermediates and some for advanced. And he's just really a really nice guy and he's really super knowledgeable. He was trained by AWAI and he's kind of in that universe, although I discovered him first. If you are curious about copywriting, but you don't want to commit to anything, I would recommend that you listen to Ed Gandia's podcasts. He's got two of them. One of them is called Smarter Freelancing, and the other one is called High Income Business Writing. I think it's called High Income Business Writing. And you can find them on iTunes, or you just type in Ed Gandia, and his last name is spelled G-A-N-D-I-A. So those are the recommendations I'd make off the cuff. The Ray Edwards book is good. AWAI, if you want some serious training right now, and some great niche training in there too. or Edgandia, if you want kind of a softer intro that might not necessarily cost you very much or anything really in the beginning, because he has some really great free stuff too, including this podcast. So that's copywriting. There's a lot to say about copywriting because there's a lot going on in that universe. A kind of a specific subset slash maybe cousin to copywriting is ads or advertising. So you might have heard about AdWords, or the big thing right now is like Facebook ads or even Pinterest ads, Twitter ad. You know, everyone's got their ads. And I think the big name in ads right now is Facebook, but that, you know, can change at any moment at the drop of a hat. Who knows? But ads are kind of an integral part of what's called a sales funnel, which is the, it gets so jargony, but the sales funnel is kind of like what you might call the customer journey. So when you, for example, when you first met me online, maybe you liked a freebie that I was offering, or maybe you wanted to come to one of my webinars. So you gave me your email address, and then that got you into my sales funnel. Although I don't really sell a whole lot. But I sold this course to you, and I'm really happy that you're here. So a sales funnel is just sort of you enter somebody's orbit, and then you give them their email address, and then you will, usually you, it'll involve like a series of emails and maybe an upsell or two when you log in. It's like, hey, buy this thing for $7, which is the thing that everybody's doing right now. And on the one hand, I think it's kind of cheesy, but on the other hand, I kind of like it because I've been able to snag some pretty cool stuff for like $7. Anyway, that is all called digital marketing. So ads, sales funnels, social media marketing, all of that stuff is digital marketing. And so that is a type of freelance writing that you can do. It tends to be much more tactical and kind of strategic. And the copy itself is fairly short. But if you think it's fascinating, you can do really well in digital marketing. And a lot of it revolves around technology, but a lot of it also revolves around words. So another thing that can be, if you can kind of burrow down into this, getting into press releases can be a pretty good way to make money. I know a gal who charges, I think, $1.50 a word to write press releases, and she's like majored in PR or something in college. You know, it's not like she has this mega agency background. It's just that she found that she was pretty good at writing press releases. And her press releases were pretty good, and so she charges premium prices, and she markets to the types of businesses that are going to pay premium prices for a press release. So I think your typical press release is somewhere in the ballpark of maybe 300 to 700 words, so, you know, like target 500 words-ish for a good press release. And if you're getting a dollar a word for a press release, that's $500 for writing 500 words, and that is pretty sweet. I never got into press releases. I'm not sure why I never got into them. I think I just ended up finding clients who didn't need that kind of stuff. But it's always been in the back of my mind, you know, maybe I should do press releases. I write like for them, and there's my monthly income target. Not a bad life. So that might be something that is really interesting for you to look at. It's you. There's kind of a, you learn the formula or the way to approach it and how to advertise whatever your business is, whatever your client's business is trying to do. It can be pretty cool. Websites are a type of copywriting, like I said before, and you can specialize in writing the copy for websites. You can be someone who goes to businesses and says, hey, I saw your website. I think you can improve it by doing this, this, and this. And they're like, hey, here's some money. Go do it. Or you can really, if you want to, you can burrow down into a type of website, like a one-page website is something I've seen a lot, or a specific page on the website. So for example, you might get really good at home pages. You might get really good at about pages and that kind of thing. And if you are really interested in learning about websites, a good way to kind of learn the ropes and get some good practice is to find someone who's a web designer who needs a writer for the copy, for the content that's going on the website. Because most web designers are not and should not be writers. They are two related skill sets, but they are not the same thing. And website design is very visual, and writing, as you know, is very much more about the written word. So you can team up together and offer some pretty sweet packages. So whenever you come across anyone who's a web designer, it's worth a shot to say, you know, if you connect and you have some kind of rapport or something, you can say, hey, if you ever need a writer, let me know. I do websites. Let's see. Emails are another kind of burgeoning, a sub niche of copywriting. There are different ways that you can market email writing. One of them is kind of the ongoing newsletter type, whether it's putting together the weekly email for the shoe company, or it's, you know, the monthly newsletter for the veterinarian's office, that kind of updatey, here's what's going on kind of thing. But there are also strategic marketing theories to emails. So if you've ever received an email series, and if you are in this course, you have received an email series from me, or you should have, email series can be great for strengthening somebody's relationship with their readers and their audience. We talk about things like adding value and stuff like that. So a really well-written email series can directly affect your bottom line, especially if you are using it to try to sell something. I shouldn't say try to sell something, but to offer something that's for sale. So there are different types of, there are different schools of thought on how to write emails. But if you can get into email writing, you can charge, you know, $100 to maybe $500 for each email, depending on who the client is and what they're selling and what the, you know, what the bottom line is and that kind of thing. So emails can be a really interesting way to dive in to copywriting. I love writing emails. I think it's a lot of fun. I love writing one-offs and I love writing sequences. It's just kind of something that I personally enjoy. So I do some emails for clients. Like I said, there are a few different approaches to email marketing, but if you want to learn more about this, the main search term you would use is email marketing. And you will hear about different people's approaches. So one of the big names is Andre Chaperone, and he has an email training course called Autoresponder Madness. I've taken that course and it's really good. It teaches you the foundations of good marketing and all these different techniques to put together a series of emails that people actually want to read. And like I said, they can just be a lot of fun. You get to tell stories, etc. So Andre Chaperone is in his Autoresponder Madness is one email guy. Ben Settle is, he's like the complete opposite of Andre Chaperone. He's a different kind of email guy. His thing is the daily email. And I think some of y'all were on my list back in the day when I did the daily email, and that was inspired mostly by Ben Settle. And it ended up just being too much of a time suck for me, so I stopped doing it after a while. But it was a lot of fun. And the goal of the daily email is to have something, some kind of call to action at the very, I mean, the goal of everything that you write, should it should have a call to action. But the call to action is usually to go and buy something. So these daily emails especially can really, when they're done well, really help a business thrive. So if that is something that you are interested in and want to specialize in, you can take this and start marketing it to people, to clients. I've not done a whole lot of marketing myself as an email writer. It's kind of an add-on that just kind of happens with some of my regular clients. So I don't have a ton of input on what to do, but look up email marketing if this is interesting to you, and you might find some really helpful information. I think there is also a boot camp in the Freelance Writer's Den about email marketing, and I think I went through it, but I never really executed it because it wasn't something I was focusing on at the time, and I totally forgot about it, and I'm gonna go look it up now. because I think emails, like I said, I think emails are a lot of fun. Let's see. Another type of writing you can do as a freelance writer is for publications, for real publications like magazines and newspapers. And I know that some of y'all are into magazines and newspapers and are looking at making the jump to online. And this is a really great option. The thing about magazines is that it tends to run fairly slowly. So you have a lot of time to really practice it and refine what you're doing and really get it awesome and spectacular. With blogging, it's fairly quick. It's that, you know, you churn them out kind of, and you do as well as you can, but there's no time to really agonize over it. With magazines, you can really take your time and write something that's really, really cool and really meaningful, and then you can get paid a lot more than you would get paid by most blogging gigs. The range I see for a lot of magazine writing is between like maybe $1 and $3 a word, and that is just a very, very ballpark range. Newspapers, I don't think pay quite as much, but newspapers, if they pay, tend to pay maybe a little bit better than your typical blog. And they move a little bit faster. Writing for newspapers is kind of an interesting experience, and it can be fun. So magazines, newspapers, trade journals are a type of magazine. You would really pick a niche and write to a very specific audience. So the big names that I can think of for writing for magazines, newspapers, and trade journals are Linda Formicelli, who writes at The Renegade Writer, and Carol Tice, who writes at Make a Living Writing. She has a lot of good stuff on writing for magazines. And Linda's over on Carol's site a lot too. And you'll find a ton of great information about this in the Freelance Writer's Den as well. If you're interested in the Den, I have my affiliate link to the Den is ashleygaynor.com/den. And that will take you to just straight to their info page where you can learn more. And I've been a member of the Den since early 2014. There's a fairly low monthly subscription fee. And that was one of the very few subscriptions I've ever had, is to the Freelance Writer's Den, because I found that it has a ton of really valuable information and training inside, including writing for magazines. And a lot of writing for magazines is applicable to writing for newspapers too. So if that draws you, if seeing your name in print is something that is attractive to you, then magazines and papers could be a good place for you. And then finally, the last thing you can do as a freelance writer is social media marketing. You can market yourself as someone who can handle your clients, Facebook updates, Twitter status messages, putting together pins for Pinterest with great Pinterest SEO pin descriptions and stuff like that. If you are really into social media, if you think it's fascinating and you think that it's something that you want to spend a lot of time doing, you can make a pretty decent hourly rate as a social media marketer. And my understanding is that it's either hourly based or it's like package based. Social media marketing is the term that you would want to look up to find more about that, to find out more about that. And of course, if you have any questions about any of these things, feel free to bring them up in the group or to send me an email and I will try to get you pointed in the right direction. But this is just a sample of some of the other types of writing that you can do as a freelance writer beyond blogging.